Now look at part two. For each question, write the correct answer in the gap. Write one word, or a number, or a date, or a time. Look at questions 6 to 10 now. You have 10 seconds. You will hear a teacher talking to pupils about a school trip.
Right, I want to tell you about the school nature trip, which is on the 23rd of March. Now, when we asked you about the trip, a few people wanted to go to the river. But actually, the forest was even more popular. And we haven't been before, so that's where we're going. Our coach will leave school at 8:45, so please get here no later than 8:35. We don't want anyone to be late, please. Now, you'll need to think about what to wear. You'll need a coat to keep warm. If you wear shorts or anything like that, I think you'll be too cold. We'll have a guide. His name's Dan Pilsey, and I'll spell that P-I-L-S-E-Y, because I'd like you to read about him online before we go. He made a great film about monkeys. You won't see any of those, but try to find some of the horses which live in the area. Now, any questions?
Now listen again.
Right, I want to tell you about the school nature trip, which is on the 23rd of March. Now, when we asked you about the trip, a few people wanted to go to the river. But actually, the forest was even more popular. And we haven't been before, so that's where we're going. Our coach will leave school at 8:45, so please get here no later than 8:35. We don't want anyone to be late, please. Now, you'll need to think about what to wear. You'll need a coat to keep warm. If you wear shorts or anything like that, I think you'll be too cold. We'll have a guide. His name's Dan Pilsey, and I'll spell that P-I-L-S-E-Y, because I'd like you to read about him online before we go. He made a great film about monkeys. You won't see any of those, but try to find some of the horses which live in the area. Now, any questions?
That is the end of part two.